The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, welcome, welcome to Confident Insecure, the podcast where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything. I'm your host, Zach Got Reviews Towers.
And I'm Kelsey, don't read them, Dara.
Absolutely not. You guys, we got some really funny reviews. Are you ready? Okay. Confidently Insecure, new reviews. Gold medal babes, 5 stars. Do yourself a favor and listen to Confidently Insecure. Kelsey and Zach will talk about everything and anything, all while being so real. Listening to them has helped me with my body positivity. And push me to be unapologetically myself. They are such inspirations while also being messy babes.
Wow, that is a great review.
That is from Lana Keith in the United States.
The music's still playing. Do you mean that?
Yeah, why not? Give us a little background music.
Great,
this is my fave. Best Monday morning commute vibe check. 5 stars. There is little in this world I love more than screaming at Kelsey and Zach while stuck in DC area Monday morning traffic because they can't think of a word or explain something incorrectly. Sometimes I think y'all really do just need to Google it. Kisses, JF, MSW, United States.
We've limited internet. We can't be using it to Google things we should already know.
This 5G can't look up everything, you know? Also, I have a little
housekeeping
review. Wow. I think I just had a stroke.
We got a review?
We asked the audience. We polled the people from last week's episode.
Okay.
Where we... Zach already sounds offended.
Oh, is this about the reading thing?
Yeah, it's about the reading thing, Zach.
And I'll have you know, I do read. Not big books and not hard books, but I do read.
Soft books, flaccid books?
Yeah.
Nice. We asked the audience, is listening to an audiobook reading?
They're going to say yes.
Because Zachary said, now, is it?
I don't even remember being that passionately no. I think I posed the question just like, is it?
You're just a little instigator, a little shit starter.
Because... yeah.
Here's the thing. The responses were very funny, but the poll wasn't too bad. 74% of people said it's still a book. 26% said no. It's because you're listening to it. So you weren't like totally, totally wrong, but you weren't totally, totally right. These are my favorite comments. Real bold for Zach, not a reader, to pass judgment here. Saying it doesn't count is ableist, so Zach is canceled.
I am canceled. Didn't even cross my mind that books on tape were like giving people another chance to like enjoy them.
This one sounds sciencey. Listening to audiobooks activates the same parts of the brain as reading, so I'd say so. Reading versus listening is like being at a concert versus having music on in the background. Ooh, that sounded very pro your argument.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Well, I do think there are ups and downs, and again, I feel like if we played back the tape, I just tossed out a thought.
No, I'm pretty sure you were like anti-reading.
No, I don't think so. I've never been anti-anything.
If that was true, this podcast wouldn't exist.
I'm Swiss as fuck.
You're
in that way.
Swiss as cheese?
Yes, full of holes. Fill them up, baby.
Yummy.
I will say that the plus side of... listening is that you get like sometimes inflection and like character sounds and like when you're reading, you challenge yourself to kind of like fill in that stuff.
I would argue, and I posted this to my Instagram story, which is why I thought you just brought it up. I am currently listening to an audiobook where it's one of those books that you see it everywhere, like the cover. It's in every bookstore, it's at the airport, in Barnes and Noble. You're just like anywhere you go, it's on in front of your face. And I was like, I would never read this. It's called Midnight Feasts. And it looks really cool. It's like got a neon cover.
Why would you never read it?
Because it's like thrillery.
Okay.
It seems like YA thriller.
Okay.
Which is not really my shtees.
Sure.
And
wait, what word did you just say?
My stees.
I've never heard that word. Is that a new word?
Like, don't step on my stees.
New word?
No.
Kelsey. don't Google it.
Stees?
Yeah, like my stees.
I don't think you know what you're saying.
I feel so confident that it is like a...
How's it spelled?
It's a shortening of something.
Okay.
It might be like Stevens? Schmutz.
Kelsey.
Like
you're getting my way stees. Off.
Now you're going to actually make me Google something
of
on this
course.
Podcast.
My stepping on my stees and you think it's short for schmaltz?
You know my stees. It's slang.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah, he's got the stees. Always dressed to impress. It's like your aura, your good vibes. Don't step on my stees.
Never heard it.
Okay,
well, and it's not new.
No, since the '90s. You look genuinely like mad at me.
Yeah, I am.
You look like the way that Zach is looking at me. You guys, I wish you could see. He's like,
well, because you've never said that word in front of me.
100% I've said stees.
No, I know everything.
Roll the tape back. What the fuck was I even talking about, you fucking asshole?
Oh, you were saying how the book is not your 90s
okay.
style.
Yeah. Fuck you. It's not my stees. So I saw that Spotify, if you have premium account, gives you 15 hours of free audiobook listening a month.
That almost seems cruel because then is an audiobook like 22 hours?
No, it's usually under 15, most of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so I pay for an Audible membership, which is one. I listen to one book a month. Bitch, tell me how I've been paying. And I understand some people are like, oh, it only gives you limited hours. I'm only listening to one audiobook
a
month.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm reading otherwise.
And I bet it might take you more than 1 month. So can't you just resume it after the next month?
Exactly. So I was like, you know what? I'm never going to buy this book, but it's free with my new Spotify listen.
And you love it.
All of the accents are fucking hot.
Wait. Oh. So it's told in different voices?
Yes, because this book is told from different point of views. It's like multiple characters. And so it's like diary entries almost from different characters. So there's like six of them and they're all either posh British, like deep inflection like this, or it's like a right Irishman. And I'm like, I can't pay attention. I'm horny.
You're horny.
Why were we talking about this?
Books on do books count as reading?
Yeah.
I do audiobooks count as reading. Does reading books count as reading?
Anyway, that's our housekeeping.
Wait,
what's
but
your
you
housekeeping?
Actually love it?
Yeah, I love it because it's the accents. The story's so mid. It's a very, I already know what's going to happen.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just not for me. But I'm going to finish it because of the accents.
Yeah. Housekeeping. Okay, so in dating world, I did that iconic thing where me and a hookup buddy decided to actually go on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And he stumbled into one of my biggest pet peeves.
Uh-oh.
Which is me texting to confirm only to be canceled on. And I cannot tell you, like, it actually
criminal.
Doesn't make me that upset anymore, but it... Because
no.
I know it's a trigger of mine.
I'm mad right now.
Yeah, but like, so the whole thing was we made a plan to get dinner last night.
Uh-huh.
But we made the plan last week.
Uh-huh.
And we were so excited. It's in the Cal. Can't wait to see how fun you are outside the bedroom. Like that was
Stop.
Like the, yeah. And then yesterday, the day of the date, I was like.
The day of the date?
Well, because, and I did this on purpose, I waited until like 12:30 to be like.
What time was the date?
Well, it was just dinner.
Okay.
So I was really texting to be like, hey, dinner's still happening? Oh my gosh, my ADD has kept me from texting you, but I have a work meeting at like 4:45 in Santa Monica, so I'm not sure when I'll get back. And I just went, another time then, and just moved on. And he said something else cute or sweet, and then I just ignored it. Because I cannot stand the fact that I made a plan with you. I set aside time. In my head, it's still happening unless you cancel on me. And then for me to text you.
Because what would have happened?
You, right.
You would have shown up and he wouldn't have been there.
Well,
I hate that he like kind of used his ADD against you because as soon as you said that, I went, oh, shit. Yeah, that's happened to me before. But not for a fucking date. Did you send a Cal invite or did you both just put them in your respective calendars?
Respective calendars. It wasn't that like this is the thing, and maybe okay, you're saying it's like too casual of a suggestion, but I was like, we picked a day, we picked dinner, and we knew what spot. It doesn't need reservations.
That's someone who doesn't respect you. That's, I'm sorry. They don't respect your time.
I agree. And that's how I interpret it. And that's how I internalize it. Good. And that's how I move forward. And
I'm
just
mad
go,
too.
Literally, because this is the thing. I don't give guys a second chance to do that to
that's
me.
That's right, bitch.
So
that's fucking right. You heard that, bitch? You get one fucking
one
chance with Zachary.
I'm too old.
I need a one dance.
What in the steez was that?
Oh, no. No. Here's the thing. That is fucking nuts, brother. I like that. Okay. I'm not trying to be homophobic.
Like it, but it's
but that's
homophobia.
Such a gay man thing to do. Like, yeah. I'm slutting and fucking and sucking, and I've got so many things. I can't be bothered to respect somebody's time for a date.
You think that's a gay guy thing or a guy thing?
Ooh, you just posed such a question.
Because I actually think that gay men have their shit together more than straight men, and I'm so sorry to our 2.5 straight listeners.
I don't know. Maybe, yes, in life they have their shit together more, 100%. I think sexually and relationship-wise,
yeah,
from what I've observed.
Yeah.
It just also makes me feel ick that that person did that to you, because I'm like, he's so great, so, like, truly fuck him.
Oh, I do. Trust me.
Don't ever hook up with him again. Oh! Messy.
Well,
fucking
no,
messy.
Because,
what?
But this is why I led with
Hold
the
on!
This is where I led with the iconic thing, because it's like, wasn't there a Sex and the City plot line where she had great like sex with a guy and then she went on a date with him and it was like dull as
probably
fuck?
That sounds like a
so
very
so it's just
easy...
like that thing. It's like maybe I was out of my steez.
No, like, no,
I'm okay. I steezed and he said, bless you.
I fucking hate you.
Okay, maybe I was out of my mind thinking that a hookup person had potential to be more than a hookup person.
But don't you get the ick now? Like, how are you going to catch a boner around this man?
Well, that's all I've ever done.
Fair. But I feel like I just don't respect him now.
Well, also, like my
sexual
activity.
Like, he'd have to make a big grand gesture to get me back in bed.
He's not gonna.
Do I know this person?
No. And you will never, probably.
Good. I don't fucking want to, because I have a piece of my mind to give to him.
But this is the thing. I speak so highly of myself, and like, shout out that person who's gained some body positivity since listening to us. I love myself so intensely.
Mm.
And it's like, when people cancel on me, I get excited because it gets, the time yeah. goes back to me.
Oh, then you must love me.
I mean, maybe there's a reason we've lasted so long. But anyway, so with this guy, I'm just like, what a fool. What a fool.
But you can now turn that off and then have sex with him again?
I don't know. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But what I was going to say is like, my sexual act can be like him coming over to eat my ass.
Mm. I don't know. If you don't want to date me, why would you want to?
There's a lot of people that fall into that category for me.
Yeah, fair. I just think if I gave a guy a chance, like if a girl did that to me, I'd be devastated. If a guy did that to me, I'd be like, truly, fuck you.
Yeah, I guess that's the space I live in most of the time. And especially again, because we have hookup, where we exist in hookup culture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, oh yeah, like that was a flop. But like, he can come over and like...
See, I think next time he texts you to like hook up, you ignore him for like 3 times. And then
be
then...
like, my ADD.
Yeah! Oh!
No, that's petty.
That yeah,
but
exactly.
I am. It's so funny because obviously ADD is real, but people can push through it when they really care about
something.
So isn't it a good barometer for how much you care about something?
And that's my point. If it was in the calendar, you know, I live and die by that thing. And that's how we do it. That's how we thrive, these ADHDers and I.
Because that's the other thing. I think he's like 35 and like he has a good job. So I'm just like. And again, I have to say this out loud to anyone who is thinking about approaching me for a date or otherwise. If he had just been like, oh my God, I just got an in-person meeting scheduled. Yeah. I know this sounds like I'm flaking. I'm really not. Could we get dessert? Mm. Or because this is the thing with canceling. If you don't immediately ask me for another option,
Deuces, bitch.
Peace, bitch.
Bye. Because that's my, I'm saying, you are primo top sirloin. You let that shit thaw, you ain't gonna, you have to cook it soon.
Dude, my cheese is sizzling hot. You gotta cook it soon?
I have no idea what I just said.
I'm gonna go rancid on your ass.
Truly.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Fuck. That kind of, we have a fun subject to talk about today, but before we get to it, I wanted to see if you had heard about this topic that's kind of going vi-vi on the clock app. It's a lot of girls talking about it, but I think the gays could learn it, a thing or two about this. It's called going boy sober.
Like not hanging out with boys?
Like not dating. It's intentional.
Abstinence.
Yeah, it's intentional abstinence, but also like not letting them enter your brain to take up space.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like I'm trying to actually eliminate even the like desire to be around boys.
You know what this reminds me of?
Go
is
on.
The 7-day mental health diet.
Mm.
It's like a short audiobook, audio pamphlet, if you will.
Oh, you listened to an audiobook? A pamphlet?
Audio pamphlet.
Interesting.
Interesting. But the whole concept is for 7 days you dwell on only positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So when you catch yourself thinking a negative thought, you boot it immediately.
Bye.
By saying like, oh, no, you know, love is all around me. But if you catch yourself dwelling on a negative thought,
you have to start over.
You start over.
I think you told me about this.
Yeah.
And it seems impossible for me.
Well, I think the idea is you wind up doing it for probably like 42 days because you get to day 2 even and you reset. And then you know.
I do like the idea of trying to do that also with men.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Men are negative thoughts.
I've said this probably on this podcast a million times, but there was an episode of Girls back in the day. I know for the show and how annoying Lena Dunham is or whatever. It's like whatever. There was some good quotes.
I'll go on record saying I love that show and I love Lena Dunham.
Okay. Where she gave a quote that said something like,
"Wait, what's your beef?" Talking of rancid beef, what's your beef with Lena?
First of all, it's not rancid. It's just she's kind of a problematic white girl.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
She said some like callous things about men of color.
Oh.
And also defended a essayer who was a staff member of hers instead of believing the woman.
Oh.
And she also came out and was like, unfortunately, this is the one time, you know, where the woman is just looking for attention and this man didn't do this thing and then it turned out he did. And people were like, ugh. And then there's this whole other thing about in her book, she like did certain things to her little sister.
Oh, I read that and I heard that scandal. I couldn't take that seriously.
Yeah, because girls, they be exploring.
Well, and like, yeah, little kids
yeah.
when you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. But those other things. Anyway, she did have a quote in her show once that I never forgot. That was like, I wish I could have back all the time in my head that I had spent on men that weren't worth it.
Mm.
And that like fucked me all the way up because I just thought about what else I would have done with that time. And I know I've said this before, but I truly, truly fucking mean it. And you better hold me accountable. Like grab me by my neck, bitch. If me and the athlete break up, I am taking a break from dating. Why do you look at me like that?
Because I just like, I know too much.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I've never not known you with a dude.
Ew.
I just haven't. It's like you've made it your safe space, I think.
Ew, no. No, 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 no.
In the arms of a man.
I hate that with such a passion.
I think what you've got going on right now is the healthiest thing
the
I've
healthiest
seen.
The healthiest thing I've ever seen. And
yeah.
I think it also has a lot to do with the fact that I am not having sex a lot with this person because of my issues. And they also are rehabbing an injury.
Yeah.
So it's been, we've been building.
Do I know what your issues are?
Just all my vaginal things. Like I was
BV.
Doing my... Yeah. BV, AV, DV,
DVD,
not DV,
Blu-ray.
DVD. I had to freeze my eggs.
Blu-ray
I couldn't have sex.
Is a guy named Ray who's choking.
Stop.
On your vajayjay.
Goodbye. I was pregnant. I had an abhorbor, couldn't have sex. Like, there was just many months of things that prevented us from having intercourse. Mm. And then, like, when I was better, they had an injury, and it's just prevented us
from... And then I walk in, and you guys are both distracted by me.
And you're just so hot. But we'll talk about that, actually. That's kind of the subject of this week's pod, but I'll get to that when we come back. Hello, hello. It is wedding season. And if you're getting deep into the wedding season like we are, whether you're the bride, a bridesmaid, more like actually me, or a guest, that's Zach, Birdie Gray is about to be your new bestie. They've got the cutest, most affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should look and feel great without breaking the bank. That's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99, and each one is so carefully designed with fabric, fit, and color in mind. They are so freaking cute. You can also just use their dresses as a wedding guest. You don't have to be a bridesmaid. From chic black tie gowns to flirty floral garden party dresses, Birdie Gray has it all. And for the brides, they also have a beautiful collection of budget-friendly little white dresses, all under $150. Visit birdiegray.com now to get your first 5 swatches for free with code Kelsey. That's birdiegrey.com. Find your perfect palette.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Also, I don't know if you've seen, I've tried opening this like 700 ways. Zach came in and brought me what's called an awake, which is a peanut butter milk chocolate bite. And on the back, it says one bite equals half a cup of Joe.
So that thing, like that square of chocolate.
It's made of milk, peanuts, and soy ingredients. Where's the caffeine?
I don't know. It's in there too. Is caffeine an ingredient?
Milk, chocolate, peanut butter filling, roasted peanuts, hydrogenated palm kernel oil, caffeine and vegetable oil. But it's been sitting in my lap and I really want to try it. Can I take a bite?
Yeah,
can we do a live?
I can vamp oh, even.
Is it a shape of a D? What happened to it?
It's a owl.
Okay.
But you've been fingering it and making it all. It's good.
You had one?
Huh?
You liked it?
Yeah.
It kind of tastes like a Butterfinger.
I mean, because it's chocolate and peanut butter tasting.
Yeah. Half a bite?
No.
One bite is half a cup of coffee.
The thing is a bite.
Oh.
There you go. Down the hatch.
You know what? It's good.
Yeah.
But when I want caffeine, I want it for breakfast.
Yeah.
And I don't think I want chocolate for breakfast.
I honestly think it's ideal for a post-lunch
or a 2 p.m.er.
Like, well, because it's a dessert item that also has a little bit of caffeine. Mm. I also like the idea of chewing caffeine. I don't think of that. You know? I drink caffeine. I don't think about chewing it.
People who do marathons, they chew on it with that
really?
Jelly shit. Yeah.
Oh, I had another thought about dating, but I can't remember what it
That's
was.
That's like most of your thoughts.
Yeah, they are. Well, I feel like so much of life boils down to sex and dating and relationships.
Oh, I'm so glad. You just like teed me up.
Nice.
Okay, here's my question. I do propose. Something going on today. What would you do, Zachary, you, yourself, today, right now? If you couldn't have sex,
kill myself? I'm sorry, unalive myself.
Whoa!
No, I mean, okay, so I think about this a lot. Like, I do kind of wish there was an on or off switch where I could stop thinking about boys or sex or, like, again, relationships almost. I wish I could go into, like, robot mode where I'm just like, get the project out of your head, because I do find myself
horny.
I mean, is it horny or is it just like a mental obsession that I, you know, let enter my mind.
Well, because gay men exist, I do believe you guys have something higher sex drive going on for sure.
It's just, I think we do, yeah, dudes like sex.
Yeah.
And like we, it's so easy to have it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, but you like,
I'm a big old slut.
You jerk off and yeah. stuff.
Oh my God, every day.
I don't every day. No.
Wow.
I'll go like 3 days without doing it.
Are
maybe
you just
more.
Like rage bonering everywhere?
No, not really. Not really.
Wow.
Uh-uh.
If I don't, I literally won't be able to get things done.
What I've found more for me is the I don't want to call myself an addict.
Well,
I am an addict, you know. And I do things addictively. But like my whole thing is like the kind of like the flirting, the seeking, the matching,
the game,
the messaging.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's little bumps
of serotonin.
Yeah. So like for me, it's like a convert. Like there's a guy in your neighborhood that we message almost every time I'm over here. And I think he has a house and a backyard. And he's like, you should come blow me sometime in my backyard. I'm like, yeah, that's so hot. It hasn't happened. But like we always make contact.
I think I know who it is, but we'll talk offline about it.
Okay.
So I ask, what would you do if you couldn't have sex anymore?
Oh, I think I'd be the most productive person.
Oh, so it'd be a net positive.
Well, what is productivity positivity?
Oh, babes.
Yeah.
You just posed a huge American conundrum.
You came from a capitalistic side of things,
yeah.
And I caught you right by the fucking nape.
Ooh, that sounds hot.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this. I think we had a dating no filter question written in that I didn't answer last episode because I thought it would be interesting to do a whole episode on it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that we, and I can't believe I've never had this conversation on the podcast, which is crazy for how long we've been doing this and had conversations about sex and dating. But there are a lot of people that we don't like acknowledge that can't have traditional penetrative sex, whether it's gay sex or straight sex, that there's either emotional or physical preventions. So like what I was thinking about initially was people with chronic pain, right? Like whether it's like me with TN or like something that's actually to do with your sex organs, like vaginismus or
vaginismus sounds like a character in Game of Thrones.
Could be. Or like a fibromyalgia, like an energy thing. Disability, like there's tons, or trauma, people with past traumas. Like I assumed everyone was either having it or not. And I never considered like the reasons why until I had more conversations examining my own healthy relationship of how I was using sex as like a way to create intimacy when it wasn't always the healthiest thing. Like that was my entire relationship with Sir was mourning him, was actually mourning that intimate connection.
Yeah.
And had we not been having sex, I would not have been with him easily.
Wow.
Easily. Easiest thing I've ever said.
Yeah.
And with the person I'm with now, I feel like I've gone back and forth in feeling like, am I doing this right or am I missing this thing? And I just feel like, I don't know, we've never given space to like have a conversation about people that can't have sex and like what that means. So I looked up a couple of like little tidbits to just talk about that in general. So there's a book called The Body Keeps the Score. Everyone knows it. That talks about the connection between the mind and body being highlighted, reminding us that intimacy is as much about emotional connection and trust as it is about physical sensation. So the same is also with Come As You Are and She Comes First. It talks a lot about like emotional connection. And we don't think about people with emotional barriers, whether it's like trauma or depression or anxiety that need to find new ways to deepen those emotional responses. Specifically Roxane Gay, who I'm going through her first book, Bad Feminist, right now. She wrote a book called Hunger. She dives into the complexity of how trauma and body image intersect with sexual identity, which I think we're also both pretty privileged in. Like we haven't really thought about like, I don't know,
not
you're in a world
connected with my body or my mind or whatever.
Like you have the toxic gay CrossFit, like body image people in that world. And I also have like the toxic what a female should look like world, but I think we fit into it enough
totally.
Don't think about it. So she talks about
we have like thin privilege
yeah
like white obviously
white privilege. And ableist privilege.
And like cis privilege.
Yep. Yep. We have a lot.
In the Venn diagram of like what society deems
acceptable sexual partners.
We have
partners.
A lot of the overlapping.
Yeah. And it's those blue eyes. So Roxane Gay talks about being, how do I say this word? GR'd at a young age. Don't say it out loud.
Why not?
Because we'll get demonetized.
Gong ropped.
Yes. And how that experience shaped her relationship with her body and by extension, her understanding of sexual intimacy. In the book, she details her emotional and physical responses to sex, discussing how the trauma of her past manifests in a disconnect from her body and its desires.
Of course.
And I don't think you have to be gong ropped to have that disconnection, but that's just like a very extreme example. I think if you even have a self-consciousness of a part of your body, right? Like I know a lot of vagina owners have like...
Smell
they worry about the smell of a vagina, which vaginas smell like vagina. And if you can't be around that, maybe you shouldn't be
and
around a vagina.
And how much like exposed it is.
Yes. Like
versus tucked in.
Labia
majora.
Dysmorphia.
Oh, like, also sounds like an X-Men. Labia dysmorphia.
Here to ruin the planet.
Yeah.
Where essentially you view your body as pain instead of pleasure.
Of course. Or you're absolutely disconnected.
Yes.
Because you're hyper focused on what do my lips look like right now.
Same with even like when I think about like people who might feel that way around another person, but think if you felt that when you were by yourself too. Like that should be the safest, theoretically safest space to honor your pleasure needs and desires. And I experienced this a little bit when I was going through that really long withdrawal of being unable to have alone time for that like period of 6 months to 8 months or so when it was taking me like 45 fucking minutes.
To Kerm.
Yeah. And that was hell.
Oh, wait. That is Earth? Wait, wasn't that because of a medication?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Also, I see this represented, and I think about this often. Have you ever been with a guy who has to, like, aggressively beat to get there? And I'm like,
I was talking about this with the athlete yesterday. He's like, wait, that happens to guys?
But this is the thing. Is it like that when we're not in the room? Or are they, like, gentler and easier
I have been with a couple that have that and they attribute it to A, being circumcised, the having less feeling, B, jerking off way too hard starting from a young age.
Oh, I believe that one.
So
I don't
really believe the circumcision one.
Because how would they know?
Well, there was a doc that went around that kind of like straight men were having a hard time watching because they felt like they were robbed of some sort of...
I do feel robbed.
Yeah.
I put up missing posters for my foreskin every weekend. And no, the phone is yet to ring.
What if someone did call?
I found it.
I peeled it off the side of the street.
Stop. It was turning tricks.
Stop. In West Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, we were
home.
We were so close.
We got come home.
I passed him on the street a million times.
Yeah. Wouldn't recognize him. He's different.
He's got a neck tattoo.
He's super tan. What's wrong with us? Journey suggests that healing from trauma doesn't always have to exclude sexual or emotional intimacy, but may involve finding new, safer, more fulfilling ways to engage with oneself and others. So it just like made, like you joked that one time, anything we talk about on this podcast is currently something I'm going through, but it kind of is because part of me is like, oh, I should be having sex like this or for this amount of times a week or like all of these limitations that aren't real. They are self-inflicted or societally imposed. And also, even if there wasn't that, some people don't have that privilege of being able to do that whenever they want. So what other options have they created to make it safer for them, whether emotional or physical?
I mean, there's a lot of different paths this could go down, depending on what the quote unquote issue is.
Yeah.
I will say, I think about this often with, this is not the same thing, but same, same, different, but like married couples where sex has become a nil priority. Yeah. Like, and I did talk to a married couple once and they were like, sex has just become another room in the house.
Whoa.
So it's like you have this house and all these rooms and like one's like kids, one's relationship, one's work, one's like future. And like it just becomes another room in the house. And like I think some people would maybe give it a smaller and smaller room.
Yeah, for sure.
And just like work, like turn their bedroom into an office.
Yeah.
And so it's like, oh, I've taken the room that used to take up sex and made it a different thing.
I think it's also the first time in my life where I'm not actively going to sex parties right now because honestly, been busy. And B, it hasn't sounded more fun than being at home with the athlete, which is like a sentence I never thought I'd say.
Sex party for two.
Yeah, but I definitely miss, you know, like being with women is something it's been a while. I mean, this might be the longest it's been.
God. Oh, and it's been 8 days.
It's been so long. I'm forgetting what they look like. I can't look in the mirror without getting wet. And there's something, I think I'm afraid that if I don't use it, I lose it situation.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
God, well, yeah, you toss in mortality as well. You're like, I'm just getting older.
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be cool to see my 82-year-old
ding-a-ling.
Titas, like, hanging down?
Mine will look exactly the same.
At the souks party?
I'm so flat-chested.
Hey, hey.
I like it that way.
That's accurate.
Yes. And so I say to that.
I love what Leo's doing right now.
He's laying like an alligator on you.
Well, he's like really like laying on me.
Yeah.
Like his face and everything.
He's been baby lately. Yeah. So there's like other ways that I've had to have sex, right? Like what even is sex? It doesn't mean P and V. Like obviously thank you lesbians for creating a whole world of what sex can look like.
Sure.
So there's all of that stuff. But then like there's also like spiritual sex, I think I've talked about before.
Sure.
Where it's like breathing exercises with the person and like words of affirmation.
Will Smith and Jada used to like pray together.
Yeah.
And like I actually, you know what's so funny? One time I went to a Grindr hookup and he was like kind of an older guy. I was in my 20s. He was in his 40s.
Uh-huh.
And he was kind of like a yogi type.
Yeah.
And he was like, we were like fully naked at this point. And he was like, can we just like meditate together for a minute? And we sat cross-legged naked staring into each other's eyes.
Correct.
And I think he like cried.
I want to laugh, but I've 100% done that.
Yeah. And that man was Kelsey.
Honestly, that shit can get fucking hot.
I mean, talk about, and I will say, like, there are so many times I've been brought to O-Town.
Uh-huh.
Based on
great band from the 90s, the Stees.
My Liquid Dreams. Mm. Based on my thoughts with like this guy and feeling connected and then being like, oh, like this is what God wants.
Yeah. Yes. Honestly, like being in a room with someone and not having sex almost to me has been experiences that I can look at and be like, that was more orgasmic than the actual
Yeah,
sex.
More fulfilling. Just like how I can really get into, again, like foreplay stuff.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we are too penetration-minded. We're too orgasm-minded.
Mm-hmm.
That's sex. If it's not that, it's not successful.
Which
and
is
then you're
so
in your
true.
Head. And like, you know, if you miss the window sometimes, you have to be like, oh, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? It's just like, and I will say that when I hook up with younger guys, they are less focused on
that's good
finishing.
I will say I made a promise to myself after Sir that I was never going to I made this a long time ago, but like fake an orgasm, I was done. But I just had to like reiterate that to myself after
because
Sir.
You were having real ones with him.
I was having real ones for a very long time, but I think it's a nice reminder that there's not like this performative nature that needs to happen every time.
But was it mid experience with him that you decided this, or is it because of him?
No, I think because of him, it was a nice reminder again to just be like, oh yeah, I need to double down on like not
genuine.
Performing. Yeah. So there was that. And then there was also like a, it's not everything. It's like a chemical connection with someone. And like, what is deeper than that, I think is emotional. And sometimes, like, the athlete and I have done it where we'll, like, sit cross-legged naked and, like, answer really deep questions about life while, like, music's on and we're, like, touching. Well, and
you're, like, deeper.
Yeah. I'm, like, go deeper, trauma.
Harder.
Little T to big T.
Harder question. Ask me what the square root of 76
is.
Oh,
I'm out. I'm dry as a bone. I can't do math, and you know this. But I was thinking, I was like, well, I don't know if I could ask you this question because I don't know if you've had to practice it. But like, if you couldn't have physical sex with someone in the traditional sense, like, what is something you might do if someone who's listening to this who falls under our category of what we've been talking about, like, how, especially if it's something they might be like embarrassed or shameful about, could they approach new partners with to pose the idea? Because we got a lot of queer people that listen to this too.
So wait, your question is a person who does want to engage in some form of sex but cannot do that in typical form.
Yeah,
that's tough. That's a tough conversation to broach, especially in the beginning, because it's like, oh, if you put that on a profile, it might, like, not scare people away, but it might be too much too fast
for somebody who doesn't have that desire.
But like, I guess I would harp on at the beginning being like really looking to get to know someone. I have to feel safe and connected. So
if
you're looking for a hookup, keep swiping. And then like, you just have to feel it out with like the person. And
but
like,
can you do a hookup that way? Like, would you be weirded out if a guy grindered you being like, would you come over and meditate naked with me and we like give each other words of affirmation?
Oh, so yes, and I experienced this, and I'll be very honest, there are guys on Grindr who are like just looking to cuddle, like, and so that's kind of what we're talking about. I do find that very unnerving
because you don't want that intimacy with
a
stranger.
I can't guarantee we'll have it. And then I just feel awkward once having met this person and then being held by them. And I'm like waiting for it to be over or waiting for a moment to say like, this is not a match.
Not for you.
So it's like, but I tell them that with sex too. Like I need to be in the same room with you before I can guarantee
that there's
anything.
A connection.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's
so
good.
Like, I do think there are people out there for you who are into just cuddling or maybe like parallel play or, you know, light touching.
Yeah.
You just have to kind of be up. And this is what I used to say about queer men or like a Grindr users.
Yeah.
There are lots of keywords you can put. There are tribes. Like, you can literally put, I don't know if we use the word tribes anymore.
I don't think we do, but they do. It was still in some sexual.
But like, you can use categories and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, literally, Grindr has made it so, shout out Grindr, you can put spanking, and if you click spanking, it'll show you other people who have clicked spanking.
Okay.
So you can be like cuddling and click
and
cuddling.
I do think there's also a world, and this is coming from experience, where you don't even like, I think when we think of non-penetrative sex, we think of something that's like very intimate and like slow and touchy. I think there's also like pretty dirty, nasty, quick ways to also have non-penetrative hookups, where it's like, you don't have to be like lighting a candle and be like, what's your mom like? Like, you can literally fucking slap it in the corner and make someone like degradate you,
looking to watch.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. One time a guy came over and he gave me a blowjob and it ended on his face.
And just whoopsies.
Walked out.
Full face?
Yeah.
Like a mask? Like a skin mask? Or even just like a superhero mask?
Like a goopy mask.
What did he, was he driving?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. No, he lived in the neighborhood. Walking.
Thank God.
Well, I just thought it was so, I was like,
that's hot.
No, maybe it's hot in retrospect, but at the time I was
appalled.
Capital H horrified. And that I guess is me kink shaming. But
where are you going with my DNA?
The thing, it wasn't discussed, and so for me to be in that post O state and then be like,
what are you gonna do with all of that?
I mean,
maybe he like scrapes off, puts it in his freezer, uses it as like a face mask later. You know what I mean?
Or plants it at the scene of a crime.
Maybe. Honestly, I'd be worried if I was you. I can't believe you did that. Good for you, though.
I didn't do anything, Kelsey.
If a man tried to run out with my cum all over his face, I would grab him by the fucking neck and slap it off of him.
I would
give me that back.
I hope it happens to you one day, and I get to see how you react.
Manifesting,
because you're
going to
be shocked.
Yeah, well, hopefully my Ring camera will catch it. I felt like that was good advice.
I thought it was great advice.
I mean, like, I want you to write in if this falls under something you've gone through, been through, are going through.
Oh, and I will just say, like, if you're listening and you are struggling in this department, just know that, like, massive failure is part of the sex and dating
no matter
sphere.
Where you are.
No matter how hot you are, yeah. How able-bodied you are.
Yeah.
Putting yourself out there, especially nakedly or semi-nakedly, is of the most vulnerable position you'll ever yes. be in, and expect to feel uncomfortable at many points.
And unsubscribe from the idea of like what it should be looking like, right?
That really scared me. Don't unsubscribe.
Oh, don't unsubscribe
from
us. Why would I ever say that?
I know,
in fact, subscribe and write us a 5-star review. We'll read it out on the podcast.
Yes, please.
Any shows to promote?
Oh my God, yes. I'm about to go on tour. I am performing in San Francisco.
Yes.
Sacramento.
Yes.
Atlanta.
Oh my God.
Omaha.
What?
Kansas City.
Holy shit.
St. Louis.
Zach.
And then I'm opening for Bob the Drag Queen in like 8 other cities.
Holy fuck. You
so
stay busy.
I'm goring. And I'm doing Rehoboth Bear Week.
What's this that? Come-
it's like a bear weekend.
Okay.
In Rehoboth, Delaware.
Oh, see, that was the word I didn't understand.
Oh, Rehoboth. It's like a beach town.
Cute.
But that's next Saturday.
I'm doing a show at the Pitbull Coalition's fundraiser in Los Angeles in October.
But your showcase is...
September 26th?
At...
I don't remember.
Either Ha Ha Cafe or Comedy Chateau. If you're in LA, come see Kelsey
perform
with all of her peers.
I'm making Zach go.
Oh, I've been begging to go.
I can't wait.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, we'll see you later, Confident Bottoms. Bye!